We apologise for the late starting. The system didn't like my darling putting in the ID numbers at all this morning. It must be a hangover from Shabbos who didn't want to work on a Sunday either.
Right, okay. We're now looking. We're Parsha Semo, the first day of Parsha Semo. A very, very rich Parsha. And in Parsha Semo, we have something which is a constant mitzvah accompanying us all through the days from the second day, the second night of Pesach, till just before Chag HaShavuos, of course, the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. So what we are going to consider is the concept of Sfiras HaOmer. In the Parsha, it tells us, first of all, it tells us about Chag HaPesach, and then it tells us about actually bringing the Mincha HaOmer, that's a Mincha, unlike most other Menachos, which were made of wheat, of chitin, the mincha of the Omer was made of se'orim, was made of barley. Now, can someone please tell me another mincha which was made of barley?
Soita.
Soita, yes, absolutely. So the mincha of the soita was made of barley as well as the mincha of the Omer. Now, these have a connection together, which I hope we will be able to understand. So then the Torah tells us that Usvatem Lochem Mimochras HaShabbos, that from the day after the Shabbos, meaning, as we understand it, according to the Gemara in Menachos Daf Samach Hei, there was a machloikis with the Baitusim. They understood it in the wrong way. They thought it meant literally Shabbos. We say it means Yom Tov, the first day Yom Tov of Pesach. So, from Mimochras HaShabbos, Miyoim HaViyachem Esoima HaTnufa, from the day you bring the Oima, which was waved, you count Sheva Shabbosos Tamimus Tiyena. We count 7 weeks, which should be perfect, should be whole, until we come to the Mocharas HaShabbos HaShviis, the 50th day after the 7th week, and we count therefore 50 days, we don't actually count the 50th day, and then we have a Mincha Chadosho Lashem, then we have a new Mincha, and that new Mincha is very interesting. This is the Lechem. The special mincha, the special offering, which is brought on Shavuos, which is unique in another way. Which way is the mincha, the shtei halechem, brought on Shavuos? Which way is it very unusual in terms of the menacha it's brought in the Beis HaMikdash? It's chometz. Now that's very unusual. There is a constant mincha which is brought, which is with the carbon soda. Korban Soida is, it comes with a mincha, menachos which are chometz. That's why we don't say Mizmel Soida, neither Erev Pesach nor Chol HaMoed Pesach. Chol HaMoed Sukkos we do say it, but we don't say Chol HaMoed Pesach because Mizmel Soida is about the Korban Soida and that has chometz in it. So therefore, we don't mention it on Pesach. But that is the only korban which has chometz except for the shtei halechem on Shavuos. So we have here an interesting interplay. The wheat, barley, and then the counting, and it's 7 weeks, and the 7 weeks have to be tamimois. And then the argument, if it's supposed to be Pesach, why does it say, if it's supposed to be Yom Tov, Memocheres HaYom Tov, why couldn't it say that? Why did it have to say Shabbos? The Torah gives Mokum Litois. There's always room to make a mistake. And of course it's important, but not only do we get the Torah from Hashem, we also have the Shalshelis of Chachomim, who are teaching us, explaining to us what the Torah is, and Emunas Chachomim is a vital ingredient in our Voidah to connect with Hashem and to fulfill His mitzvahs in this world. But nonetheless, why does the Torah use the word Shabbos? Well, so to consider this, we're going to take a pasuk which is in Shir HaShirim. Pasukinshira Shirim says, Moshchini acharecha. It's right in the beginning. It's in the first parak of Shirim. Moshchini acharecha norutsa. Heviyani hamelech chadoro. Moshchini means pull me after you. Norutsa, we will run. Heviyani hamelech chadoro. The king brought me to his chamber. Now, this is explained as relating to Yetzias Mitzrayim, the time of Sfiras Ha'omer, and finally Chag HaShavuos, Matan Torah. The very beginning of Yetzias Mitzrayim, we're all aware, is the idea that we're going to be going out of Mitzrayim in order to serve Hashem at HaSinai and have Kabbalas HaTorah. When Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu at the snare, he said to him, when you take the people out of Mitzrayim, you will serve Hashem on this mountain. That mountain was actually HaSinai, and the whole story of Yetzias Mitzrayim is in order to come out and serve Hashem on HaSinai. But there's a problem. We were in Mitzrayim. We were deep in Memteshari Tuma, in an impure way, where our whole Metzias was one of Meitzarim, of being limited. The Malachim were Mekatreg, Elo Avdei Avodah Zarah and Elo Avdei Avodah Zarah. The very fact that we took a lamb as a Korban Pesach was Mishchu Ukhu, come out of your Avodah Zarah. The Avodah Zarah of the Mitzrim was serving lambs, and so we slaughtered the lamb. So we were in a very deep negative situation. There's also an interesting pasuk. Ki barach ha'om. The people fled. They fled. Why did they have to flee? They could have gone in a gentle way. What were they running away from? Surely all the makos had knocked Paro out of the... It should have knocked Paro out of the system. So why were we running?
Taking him out.
The answer is we were running away from ourselves. Because ourselves, our own Yetzer Hara was still there. When we look at what happened at Yetzias Mitzrayim, a lot of what was taking place was in order for the Yidden themselves to be transformed, to be able to relate to Hashem, to understand that Hashem was taking us out of Mitzrayim. Hashem could have taken us out chick-chack within one moment, didn't need 10 makos one after the other. It's one of the Mefarshim say, it's for us, it's to change us. Now this is the problem. We came out of Mitzrayim, Moshcheini. Hashem from above pulled us out of Mitzrayim. Lakachas goy mikerev goy, taking one nation from another nation. He slept us out of Mitzrayim. But we now have a gesunter nefesh abahamis, an animal soul, a yetzar, which has to be transformed, and that is what the avoida of Sfiras Ha'omer is about. The avoida of purifying, transforming our nefesh abahamis, in such a way, and that is what it means, norutza, moshcheini in the singular, because then it was our nefesh elokis that was coming with Hashem, excited, following Moshe Rabbeinu. But what about the nefesh abahamis? We have to work on that so that it becomes norutza in the plural, that we are serving Hashem not only with the Yetzer Toiv, but also with the Yetzer Hara, as it says in the Gemara, commenting on the words, B'chol Levavacha. Why does it use a double term, Levavacha, instead of Libcha? Because we should love Hashem not only with the Yetzer Toiv, but also with, so to speak, the Yetzer Hara. The animal koch inside us should also be devoted to Hashem. So that is what is the Narutza part. And through the Narutza, where we are running, and it's with our own koyach and our own effort, through that we come, Heviyani HaMelech HaDorov, we come into the palace of the king at Chag HaShavuos, we encounter Hashem with Matan Torah in a beautiful way. Now let's look a little bit more at this process of going through, of working on the Nefesh HaBahamis. Now, one aspect of it is this idea of the Omer Seorim, the Bali, the Mincha of Bali, and the way in which the Soita, her Mincha, is also, the Mincha's Kanos, is also Bali.
In the beginning, those are the two which have been Bali.
That's an animal food, fodder food, isn't it?
Right. That's right.
That's why some say you shouldn't make matzah with Seorim, although it can be halachically because it's an animal food and it shouldn't be, it's not appropriate. That, I've seen that somewhere. Anyhow.
Okay. Now, so
what do you have from soda? What do you have from oats, Malthus?
It's not recommended. I think it's not.
All right,
oats.
Well, barley.
Oats are not barley, no.
It's halakhically correct, but it's
oats is not barley.
No, B-O. Yeah.
No, the
different. Oats, B-O.
Now. The thing with barley, that the Gemara in Soita, there's an interesting thing about Masechta Soita. Can anyone tell me what links Masechta Soita to Sfiras Omer?
49.
Yes, it's got 49 blood. There are two Masechtas. Shavuos and Soita. Shavuos and Soita are two Masechtas which have got 49 blood. And Soita is very interesting because usually Bamidbar is before Shavuos, Nosoi is after Shavuos, and in Nosoi it's got the din of the Soita. So there's an interesting parallel here. And many people have the minhag to learn a daf shleyoim on during the days of the Omer, learning Soita, so that through the 49 days of the Omer, that's right, they finish that masech. Now, so the Gemara in Soita speaks about why is the mincha of the Soita made of barley? Because ma'aseya ma'aseh behema, she behaved, or she's suspecting of behaving, in a way of a behema, with the tivus of a behema, and so therefore her mincha is a behema, is a meichel behema, as you point out, animal food. Now, animal food, this relates to the animal part of the person. In fact, in the Likutei Torah of the Alter Rebbe, Reb Shneur Zalman, there's a fascinating passage, and Reb Shimshon Raphael Hirsch brings the same concept in his Pirush on the Chumash, and maybe he saw it in Likutei Torah, which was available to him in those years.
He could have reached that path himself as well.
Okay. So the idea that a korban, we're actually bringing our own nefesh habahamis to the mizbeach. So we bring the different kinds of korban, a shor, eis, keves. We're bringing this different kind of korban. It's as if that is the nefesh habahamis inside each person, inside the nefesh haklalis of Klal Yisrael. But it's every individual has the nefesh habahamis, and by bringing a korban, it's as if that animal dimension of ourselves is being connected to Hashem, to the divine fire which is there on the mizbeach, eish milamayla, and so the animal part is now being suffused with this fire, this sacred fire, and that is the way, for example, in the process of davening, that the person begins davening and there's an intensity within the davening that the animal part of the person becomes focused on Elokus and is infused with enthusiasm in the most wonderful way, and that brings us to the total bittul of the Amidah of the Shmona Esrei. Bezras Hashem, will come back to that point. Now, so there we have the animal, the seorim, which is the animal soul, and we are working on that during the days of Sfiras Seorim. Now, in the nefesh, there are seven different aspects in its emotional qualities. And those seven different aspects relate to the seven Sfiras HaElyonos. And the reason why the Nefesh has this It's because the Nefesh Elokis, the divine soul, comes from Hashem. It's actually Chelek Elokai Mimal Mamash. It's really a portion of Elokus. And then the clothing of the Nefesh Elokis, the clothing of the divine soul, is the Nefesh Bahamis, is the animal soul, which has similar, parallel qualities. And then we have the Guf. So these seven qualities, they're explained in Tanya, in a beautiful passage.
Nefesh Bahamis has seven qualities.
Well, both the Nefesh Elokis and the Nefesh Bahamis really have ten. The realm of Hishtalshus is the realm of the created worlds. Atzilus, Bria, Yetzira, Asiya, and then in each world there are ten spheres. Yes, one causing another, but then you have the Nefesh and the person. The Nefesh Elokis actually comes beyond Hishtalshus.
These are the middos which are reflected in all his characteristics. Violence, but chesed, over friendliness, sometimes spreading into immorality and pride, which is another. This is exactly
absolutely
very, very, very important territory. This.
Yes. Yeah. This is a very, very Reich dimension. You see, there are two parallel ways of looking at the nefesh. One way is the Arba Yesodos. There are four elements, four spiritual elements, Eish, Ruach, Maim, Ofa. This is brought in a sefer called Shari Kedusha, which is quoted in Tanya. And you see from the Eish, you have anger, and the Ruach is boasting, and the Maim is like Taivus, because Maim Matzmichim Kol Minei Tainug. And then there's Ofo, which is Atzlus and Atzvus, laziness and melancholy. That's right. So that's one way of analyzing the nefesh and our particular tchunos, and trying to work on them to refine it in order to see that it should be in a more refined way. But another way of looking at it, which we're dealing with here, is the Sheva Midos of the spheres. Now, as you correctly said, chesed is kindness. And this kindness can be positive and it can be negative. So the Alter Rebbe in Igeres HaKodesh, the fourth section of Tanya, section 15, he brings a moshel of a teacher trying to teach a child. And in terms of that moshel, he explains these different middos. So for example, the teacher wants to teach. That's the chesed. The trouble is, he wants to teach Tosfos. It's a wonderful Tosfos on this page. And there's a wonderful ktsois. It's fantastic. And he wants to give this over to this little boy, 11 years old, or 7 years. It's too much. He's got to think to himself, wait a minute. You've got to hold back. You've got to think, how much is this child able to take at the beginning? Well, does he understand that the Gemara is referring to a pasuk in the Chumash? First of all, I have to open the Chumash, show him what's in the Chumash, and then explain to him how the Gemara is talking about. The Mishnah says this, and the Gemara says Mino Hanimeli, and it's referring to a pasuk. You've got to go step by step. So the Midas HaGvura is saying, wait a minute, hold back. You've got to hold back. And so as a result of the Midas HaGvura saying, hold back, then you're able to make a mizug of the right mixture, which is chesed and gvura, and that comes out as rachamim. That's the third midah. It's sometimes called tiferes, and the Alter Rebbe explains it's called tiferes because something beautiful is usually a mixture of different colors. And so a mixture of different colors, you've got the right mix, the right mizug. And when you've got the right mix, then you're able to transmit what you want to explain. So that is the quality of rachamim. And then, in the process of teaching, there are various issues.
Carrot and stick, possibly.
Carrot and stick, all right. Well, that's another way of understanding the chesed and gvur. Yeah, right. Now, there are various issues. And one is that in the teaching process, there arise problems. And in order to get over those problems, you need midas hanetzach. Now, Netzach means victory, endurance, being very firm, you know, overcoming, that's right, overcoming the problem. Now, there are two kinds of problem in the teaching process. One kind of problem is mechutz, from the outside. You're trying to teach a class, and there's a terrible noise going on, workers in the road, drilling the road, and they can't hear what anyone's saying, so you have to move to another room in the building. You have to find some kind of eitzah. So that's, or you go out, whatever the eitzah is, dealing with it, that needs midas hanetzach. The other quality where you need midas hanetzach is with what yourself, because you're teaching the class or the person, and you think, oh, he's never going to understand this. It's just completely beyond him. But no, you've got to master yourself, you've got to find a way that's a kopf kemen nicht darauf stellen, but there are all kinds of educational methods that you can find a way that it can be communicated. You draw lines and stars in the Gemara, you put in different colors, where's the question, where's this mandoma, where's that mandoma, how do they fit together? There are ways of communicating. And so that is Midas HaNetzach. Now then there's Midas Hoid, and in this Perek of Tanya, it says that this Perek of Tanya was taken from a Ksav Yad Kodesh, of a letter from the Alter Rebbe. So in 1814, they collected together lots of letters people had from Rabbi Shneur Zalman, and from that they made the fourth part of Tanya. It was published after he passed away. But the point is, it says here, B'ksav Yad Lissa. This Hoid, the explanation of Hoid is missing from the Ksav Yad. But my understanding of it from other places, Hoid means that you, Hoidah is acceptance. Hoidah, like Moidim Chachomim le Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir is Moidah, he accepts what the Chachomim are Moidah to Rabbi Meir. They accept what Rabbi Meir says. So acceptance is something you need in the teaching process. You have to be able to hear what is the problem of the pupil. And when you can hear what the problem of the pupil is, then you can deal with it. Whereas if you take no notice of any kind of response from the pupil, you're not getting any feedback from him, then you're less able to teach. So you need netzach, the way of overcoming the problems. You also have to be able to hear what the problems are. And you have to be able to hear from the pupil. So that's netzach and hoy. And then your soid is the quality of dedication, the way that the person is dedicated to the pupil, cares about the pupil, and in that way we're able to funnel the ideas that we're giving to the pupil, and then we come to malchus, the fulfillment of this, that at every step, whatever we're trying to communicate is fulfilled in machshava, dibra, maisa, in the pupil. Now this goes through the seven middos, in such a way that we can understand them as what these seven middos mean in terms of our own psychological makeup and our own behavior and our own attitudes. So then this is the stuff that we are working with during the weeks of the Omer. And because each middah, each of the seven middos has got the other seven spheres in it, so there's chesed of chesed and gvura of chesed and Tiferes of Chesed, and so on. So for example, what is Gvura of Chesed? So a person feels love to a child, but the child is playing with a knife, and that's very dangerous. So you say, give me that knife. The child says, no, I want to play with it. And you find, you get hold of the child, and you take the knife away from them, and the child starts crying. So you're being very Gvuradic. But this whole Gvura is because of your love for the child. So that's the way all the middos are intermingled, and people have gone
to be kind.
Yes, and so therefore we have every week there is a different middah. This week that we begun today is the 22nd day of the Omer, is Chesed Shebenetzach. Chesed Shebenetzach. We're trying to deal with Netzach, which is the power of overcoming problems. Now, we might have done something. You see, Netzach, each one of these middos can be used in a good way, and it can be used in the wrong way. As you mentioned, there can be chesed, which is kindness, and then it can become overkind, and in such a way which is absolutely negative. It leads to znus and other things. So
chesed
the same. Absolutely.
Chesed,
uses the very word. Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right. So with Netzach, it's not difficult to see how Netzach can be something extremely negative.
That's right.
Competition.
Competition.
Yes, in a negative way. Absolutely. Yes. So these are. So today it's Chesed Shiva Netzach. We have to work on Netzach, that it should be in a way of Chesed, and try to analyze our own inner being. So that is the sort of the Musa dimension of the Sefirot Sa'ayma. That's why we have, this links together with all the mourning, the Avelus aspect of Sefirot Sa'ayma relating to the death of the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. There is this sense that we are working on ourselves. So that's what makes it into a serious time. We're working on ourselves. And Lag B'Omer has a special quality, because the middah of Lag B'Omer, you see, Hoid is Hoidah. Hoidah means bittul to Hashem. Bittul, selflessness. So the day of Lag B'Omer is Hoid Shebehoid. It's the quality of bittul in the fifth middah. It's the fifth middah of the fifth middah. That's like
what translated as beauty then.
Well, that's another translation of hoid, yeah, when one is speaking as a pasuk hoid v'hodo. Yeah. But when we're talking about a middah within us, the usual direction of Hasidus
listening,
is to take
listening, submission.
Yes. Moedim chachamim l'Rabbi Meir. That concept, yes. And we're going to come back to that as well. Because... let's look at this now, since we're talking about Hoid Shebehoid, which is Lag B'Omer. Incidentally, Masechta Soita, I've never seen this word by anyone, but it just happens to be a Metzias, that in Masechta Soita, after page Lamed Gimel, it doesn't mention the Soita anymore. Like most Masechtas, they have a theme, but then they go into something else. And the actual story of the Soita, who suspected of infidelity and all the different things, drinking by Mamorim and the bitter water and the effect it had, she dies, the Noyaf dies, all of this, once it's past Lamed Gimel, never again. It's not mentioned. Talks about Mashiach, the Soita's gone. So it's as if we were Masaken. We were putting right the Soita inside ourselves. The Soita inside ourselves is the part which is suspected of infidelity to Hashem. But of course, we're not unfaithful to Hashem. The Nefesh, our weary, really, we're dedicated to Hashem. We just don't always realize, we don't always remember. But then we work out, Kol Yisrael Yeshlem Chelek La'olam Haba, as it says in the introduction to Pirkei Avos that we say during the weeks of Sefirot Sa'ayma, the original basic minhag, and then it goes on during the summer for many ke'ilas. But it begins off, Kol Yisrael Yeshlem Chelek La'olam Haba. Now when you look at that Mishnah, you know that it goes on, it's a Mishnah in Sanhedrin. That Mishnah, those couple of lines at the beginning of Pirkei Avos that we say, don't come from Pirkei Avos, they come from Sanhedrin. And Sanhedrin is Perik Chelek. It says, Kol Yisrael Yeshem Chelek L'Olam Haba, Ve'elu She'enahem Chelek L'Olam Haba. And these are the ones who don't have a Chelek L'Olam Haba, such as someone who thinks that Chiyas HaMesim is not Merumas in the Torah. So they believe in Chiyas HaMesim, but they don't think it's Merumas in the Torah. So they don't have a Chelek in L'Olam Haba, says the Mishnah. But it's explained, the Lubavitcher Rebbe wrote, before he was Rebbe, he wrote a long, long article explaining Kol Yisrael Yeshem Chelek La'olam Haba Kipshutoi. Every Yid eventually has Tchias HaMesim, because whatever kind of Rosha he was, he goes through Gehinnom and this and that and Gilgal, eventually he has a Chelek La'olam Haba. So we all have a Chelek La'olam Haba. So Ba'om La'itoi, we are dedicated to Hashem. Whatever happens, ultimately we're dedicated to Hashem. So that is really the process of davening as well. Because Moedah Ani, which we say in the morning, that is the beginning. That's the first step of coming close to Hashem. That's like the Hodor Bittul. That is the selflessness where we accept. You wake up in the morning, the first thought is, no, Hashem Yisbarach is there. Moedah Ani Lefanech. I thank you, Hashem. I thank you, Hashem. I'm Moedah to you. And then through the steps of davening, Psukah Dezimra, so Moedah Ani is like Yetzias Mitzrayim. You got out of Mitzrayim, you're suddenly now thinking like a Yid. Moedah Ani, watching Nagel Vasa, we're going to Brachos, we're going step by step, but that's Yetzias Mitzrayim. Then you put on Tfilin, Talis and Tfilin, you're now working on actually coming close to Hashem and working on oneself. That's the Avodah. In Avodah's HaTfilah, Psukah Dezimra is a very, very powerful avenue for transforming ourselves and for really unfolding the deep power of Ava and Yira, which is there in our heart, which is described as the two wings of the bird, which makes every word of our davening fly towards Hashem, the wings of Ava and Yira. That is happening through Psukah Dezimra. And then we come eventually to Shema Yisrael and the Amida Heviyani HaMelech HaDorav, where we come into the palace with the king, and that is like Matan Torah. So here we have this process on a daily basis of the person going through this transformation. So there we have, we have one question left, and the question is, why did the Chumash say Mocharis HaShabbos? Why couldn't it just say Mocharis HaPesach, something like that? So the thing is that Shabbos, when we are doing this counting, when we are doing this transformation of ourselves, we're reaching to an exalted level. We're reaching to the level of Shabbos. Shabbos, which is this spiritual dimension beyond, we're reaching that level beyond and drawing it into ourselves in order to transform our animal tunos, our animal qualities, to purify them, beautify them, and make them into something special. And so that is the way we get Sheva Shabbosos Tmimos Tiyena. Each of our different middos.
Why is Pesach that we transform to the Madrega of Shabbos?
Because Pesach is just Yetzias Mitzrayim, and then we have to prepare ourselves in order to come to Matan Torah. So that's the point from one to the other, and in the middle, in the way in the middle, we have to have this transformation so that we're ready to get the Torah in a proper way.
The B'nai Sosch actually puts it in a similar vein, that first we're given an impetus, we're lifted to the level, and then we have to, all that goes away, and we have to work back to it. So we're given, as I say, a free inspiration. That's why it's called Shabbos, because it's Isra Usam Mele'elo. Shabbos is Musaleilo. So Shabbos, that's what it answers. Pesach gives us that uplift, the first night, without our effort. And then we're put back, and then we have to work back to it.
It's the same word. Basically all these teachings go back to the Mitzvah Magid and the Baal Shem.
Yes.
You know, so I think it's the same word. It's the same basic thing.
It's that sort of thing. Yeah, we're given an initial impetus that we...
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's Yetzias Mitzrayim. We're schlepped out of Mitzrayim.
Yeah.
Then we have to work. That's Moshcheini. Pull me, drag me out. Then we have to work on ourselves. So Norutza, and that's why Kibarach Ha'am, that we were just schlepped out. We're at Orem Be'eria. Exactly the same passage quoted in the Kudet Torah.
Yeah, then we have to.
And then we have to come. We have to refine ourselves till finally we come close to Hashem at Matan Torah, and every single day in our davening we have the same process taking place. And Be'ezras Hashem, we should be successful in transforming ourselves, and the Gantz Klal Yisrael should be able, through this powerful energy of self transformation, before we've actually gone any further today, mamash, we should have the coming of Mashiach. So on Chag HaShavuos, we'll be able to have Shtei Alechem, Kipshutoi, and V'Noichol Shom Min HaZvachim, etc.